views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy to be here today. Thank you so much, Benny, for piloting this ship, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. On today's show, I will be sharing tools and tips for using energy that is in your power to bring joyful love into your life. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, this can be a time of happiness and joy, but also a time of sadness, depression, and panic. When I started my company, Elite Tarot, I wanted to come up with clear step-by-step practices my clients could put into place immediately to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Sort of like putting the mainstream into the metaphysical, ergo the name of the show. I look at these almost like recipes where you can tweak them as you see fit to work best for you. However, they can be replicated with local ingredients and in kitchens from Tucson to Tokyo. I developed and honed these recipes for everything from finding a career of passion and purpose, to healing trauma, to embracing self-love, enhancing relationships for joy, to today's topic, bringing joyful love into your life. I don't think I'll get to all of it today on this massive topic. However, what I don't get to today, I'll continue on next week's show. In addition, as always, I will be doing tarot card readings for you. Today, I will be doing a 3-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and then the third card representing advice. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, and your unconscious is on your side and wants you to be happy, there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. I'm also not a fortune teller, as I do not predict specific events because I believe that messes with free will. Rather, I use tarot as a path for you to connect to your own power for optimal joy. If you'd like to have a tarot card reading today, which will be starting in the third segment of today's show, give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you're feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring love into your life, we can look at it through the lens of the reading. As always, though, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already. The reason is that a reading, it pulls from the universe well, so to speak. And if we go to the well too often, the messages can be a little bit redundant. However, I love updates, so if you've put some ideas into place based on a reading and want to share, please do. In case you may be new to the show, let me just tell you a little bit about me. I'm a professional tarot card reader based in the other Washington, outside Washington, D.C., that is. I do personal tarot card readings in person as well as over the phone or Skype worldwide. In addition, I do speaking engagements and tarot card readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, any kind of event, bridal shower, you name it. In addition, last year I was featured in the book Top 50 Psychics in the United States, which was an incredible honor. If you're interested in scheduling a tarot card reading in person or over the phone or Skype, you can do so direct on my website, which is elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. A full profile reading takes approximately 75 minutes and includes a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. Before we get started, I always try to think of a tarot card that best represents the topic of the show, and the card I came up with was the Ten of Cups. If you look at this card, you'll see a beautiful scene of a rainbow of cups overhead, with cups representing love, passion, the heart. On the left are a man and woman, which I take as left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine and feminine energies within all of us, intertwined with arms up to the sky, as if they are in all their glorious harmony, releasing control to the universe to provide love beyond their expectations. On the right side of the card are the same dualities of energies, but in the form of children playing, representing the ever-present inner child. Bringing joyful love into your life should be done by merging the adult energy of letting the universe do its job with the playful joy of the inner child. While it seems like it's easier said than done, putting this into practice does not have to be hard. I always talk about how we're all interconnected, surrounded by energy. You can, despite all the best of intentions, find yourself pushing against the wind, so you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far. Alternatively, you can, with your own power, move that energy to your back, so now you're only working half as hard but getting twice as far. So, on to today's subject, bringing joyful love into your life. I thought about what recipes might best fit for this, where you're working half as hard but getting twice as far, and I broke it down into 6 steps. Now, we're probably not going to get to all 6 steps today. However, what we don't get to today will continue next week. By the way, if you would like a copy of these 6 steps emailed to you, feel free to email me at radio@mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com with the subject line saying love list. My wonderful assistant will be emailing them out after all 6 are presented on the show, so they might not arrive for another week. So, the first step is to change your language immediately. Have you ever found yourself saying to friends, almost as a joke, statements like, "There are no good guys or girls left. It's hopeless. I'll be single as always." Or how about, "The way I'm going, I probably won't meet someone until I'm 90 years old." These statements come out all the time, and they're sort of comforting in that they mask pain that we don't want to express or even feel. Plus, there's a feeling that saying these phrases is so much better than saying something more optimistic for fear that it would feel so much worse if it didn't come true, or perhaps the phrases would even jinx the situation. The phrases seem innocent, yet they are anything but. Every time you say one of these self-protective phrases, you create a heavy weight that not only weighs you down, but also that pushes against the wind, making it that much harder to get the very thing you desire. The universe is like a computer. It's very literal. So if you say that you'll be single for 90 years, then the universe will be on the sidelines, perplexed, but will honor your request. Imagine that they have the perfect guy or gal for you in mind. However, you are just already declaring that a relationship is not happening. So the universe worries that you wouldn't see the person, and I mean truly see that person, if they presented him or her to you, so why bother? While the phrases will come out as it's likely a habit at this point, as soon as they do, stop and say out loud, needs to be said out loud for this to work, "I take it back," and then say the opposite, something like, "I can't wait to meet the love of my life." Now, this seems pretty easy, yet I can tell you it isn't. Try changing what you say out loud. However, note 2 things when you do this. Is the brain calm and relaxed, or is the body calm and relaxed? When you say a self-protective phrase out loud, such as, "I am hopelessly single," Your brain will most likely feel relaxed, yet your body may feel heavy and weighted down. Now say the opposite out loud. I can't wait to meet the love of my life. Your brain may freak out, but note that your body will most likely feel lighter. Give it a try. Did you notice anything? Did you maybe smile against your better judgment or laugh a bit when you said the positive phrase? That's information. By saying the phrase in the positive, it suddenly seems possible, whereas the self-protective phrase seems hopeless. Not sure where to start? Here's a place. Start by cutting out the words hoping, wanting, and trying. These are words that do not add anything to the statement, yet they physically and emotionally weigh you down. Now, I love chick flicks. One that I particularly liked was Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. And in one of the scenes, the leading man is bemoaning to the bartender the fact that the leading woman is in love with someone else. The bartender asked what she said when he said that he loved her. He said he hadn't done that. So the bartender then told him to get up and leave. And I'm paraphrasing here. She said, when I told my father I would never get that job in a bar, he said, honey, your chances go up considerably when you file an application. By changing your language, you file an application. Imagine wanting a job and just hang around outside the building all day versus going inside and applying for a job. Which one has the greater odds of success? Again, this may not be easy as you're probably used to saying the self-protective phrases, or along with your girlfriends and guy friends, they're used to you talking a certain way. Explain to them ahead of time so they can even catch you saying it. You'll be surprised how often those negative phrases are said. Probably far more than you realize. Your friends should be supportive, and if they're not, then that's information as well. We've got so much more to talk about here, finishing up step one and going on to step two, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about bringing joyful love into the new year. Plus, I'll be doing readings later on in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances. We literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking love today. I will shortly also be doing 3-card tarot card readings coming up soon. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So we're in the middle of the first step of a 6-step process in terms of bringing healthy and joyful love into your life. And the first step is all about changing the language to the positive. Now, it's important to note that you may not believe what you're saying. This may kind of, you may think you're saying a positive statement, but you may feel like you're lying. That's okay. You will ultimately believe it, but like anything else, it has to start somewhere. The hardest part of a snowball is just getting it started. After that, momentum takes over to help get the snowball to grow and move along. One tool that may help in this step is also to do an affirmation. Now, the way I look at an affirmation is it's a lie that you wish were true. Now, it needs to be said out loud. However, this should just be said to yourself out loud. Feel free to write it out, tape it on the bathroom mirror so it'll be a reminder. The affirmation should be so hard to say out loud that you may stutter, you might even cry, or you might just feel ridiculous. That being said, note your body versus your brain when you say it. Here's a sample affirmation that you can tailor. I say, Barbara, bless and release the past. I am so excited to meet the love of my life, who the universe brings me in joy, strength, and happiness. I love and accept myself. Now, while that sounds easy to say, try it. If you can say that phrase out loud with no hesitation whatsoever, you don't need to say it. If, however, you feel challenged when saying it, then you know that there is a block that exists. Now, here's the magic of all of this. One day you may wake up, go into the bathroom, and read off your affirmation, waiting for the brain to freak out as usual. Only this time the brain's calm, and you suddenly feel, I am excited to meet the love of my life. You know then that the block is gone, and you are using energy effectively to manifest love. When does this happen? It's not tomorrow I'll be able to say it, but rather, when was I starting being able to say it? When you were 4 feet 11 inches tall, you probably didn't say, tomorrow I hope to be 5 feet tall. Rather, there was a sudden recognition that, wow, how long have I been 5 feet tall? I'll repeat the affirmation now in case you'd like to write it down, and I will also put this affirmation in the 6-step sheet that I send out. I, Bob, Sally, Tom, Jane, whoever, bless and release the past. I am so excited to meet the love of my life, who the universe brings me in joy, strength, and happiness. I love and accept myself. So let's get on to step two about bringing joyful love into your life. This step is about healing the wounds. Now, we all have baggage from past relationships, negative self-talk, trauma, pain. I always say that it's best if you can get your baggage to fit into the seat back in front of you. If we have to go into overhead bins or even check extra bags, it makes it that much harder to be vulnerable, open, and able to manifest love free of the baggage. Have you ever noticed a person sitting by themselves, not saying anything, and yet you can sense that that person has had a challenging time? We try as best we can to swallow pain and sadness, yet people can sense it, just as you can sense when someone you're attracted to, perhaps, is dealing with trauma. Again, we all have baggage. However, it does not have to have the power to work against us as we embrace joyful love. As you know, I am a big supporter of therapy and support groups to help navigate the emotional journey forward. However, in addition to that, I have a few tips and tools to try. First off, I want you to imagine that you have been given all the money and the permits that you need to build your ideal dream house. You've even picked the plot of land, and you're able to dream about how you want your house to look. Granite countertops, a spiral staircase, a glorious swimming pool, whatever you want. However, there's just one problem. In the middle of the lot is an ugly, rusted-out sump pump. It may be unclear how it got there. Perhaps someone who was angry with you for whatever reason decided to taunt you with it. Perhaps your best friend with all good intentions thought you might have used for it and left it in the middle of the lot for you to deal with. Maybe a parent, good-naturedly or not, placed it there. Who gave it to you or even why it was given to you is not as important as getting the darned eyesore out of your lot so you can build on it. While there may be many ways to get rid of the sump pump, here's one way to try. Carve out some time when you know that you won't be interrupted and have some tissues on hand as it might get emotional. Take a notebook out and a pen. It's important that it's handwritten and not typed. And write a letter to whoever you can think of left the sump pump in the middle of your lot. This letter is not going to that person, so don't worry. The person should not even know you're writing the letter, as even though you're addressing the letter to him or her, it is not about that person. Write the letter out. Dear Bob, Tom, John, Sam, Susie, Teresa, I hate that you said or did XYZ. I was so hurt that you made me feel a certain way. Hold nothing back and write down all about how the actions, intentional or unintentional, had on you. This is the emotional part. When you can't think of anything more to write, pause at least 30 seconds. See if anything else comes up. We want to get through the conscious to the unconscious, and so we want to do a full brain dump onto this sheet or multiple sheets of paper. Perhaps you came up with other things that they don't need to be big or small, just that they're still with you, taking up valuable real estate inside. When you finish the second round, pause again. Keep doing this until there is nothing left. Now, once you've finished writing down all your hurt and pain, write the following sentence verbatim. However, I choose to live my life with happiness, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward. Now, this is not forgiveness. That's a different matter. This is just to release the baggage that is on your lot for whatever reason it got there. That's why this letter has nothing to do with the person you're writing it to. Now, here's the most critical part of this process. After you write the final line and sign it, imagine that you have in front of you is a poisonous, toxic waste. And as such, you don't want to hold on to it for even a second. Immediately shred or burn the letter. Do not read it over. Do not take a photo of it. Do not allow this letter to see the light of day. As you burn or shred the letter, note how your body feels. Note if it feels lighter. By doing this process, you are ritualizing the removal of baggage in a way that your conscious brain can see what you are doing. Just be sure, if you burn the letter, to do it in front of an open window and never leave a candle unattended to. But I will not lie, this is a bit of a challenging exercise, so start small. Dear guy in blue Honda who cut me off, I hate that you made me late for work. You really made me mad. However, I choose to live my life with happiness, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward. Immediately burn or shred the letter. Let's say that the person who left the baggage on your lot is a friend or even a loved one. That's okay. This has nothing to do with them, as you're just removing what they placed there, even if it was unintentional. They don't even need to know. If you have trouble with this step, consider talking with someone such as a therapist or counselor who can help clear your lot so you can build your beautiful dream home. If you're interested in the exact words that I used, I'll include them in the six-step handout that I'm happy to email you. Just send me an email at radio@mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com and put love list in the subject line. The list will be sent out once all six steps are discussed on the show, so it'll probably be 1 to 2 weeks. One other tool in healing wounds is to examine your passwords. Do any of them contain numbers or words that just poke at mental bruises? Imagine typing that in day after day. Rather, change your passwords to something happy and fun. How about Embracing Love 2017, where you make the letters encrypted or add special characters? Yet the message is always reinforced with your unconscious every time you type it. Are you feeling resistant to changing passwords that have a negative sentiment? That's information, and more the reason to do this, as you do not want to bring and attract baggage that does not fit into the seat back in front of you. So those are the first two steps in the six-step process of bringing healthy love into your life, healthy and joyful love. We are going to take another quick break. When we come back, I'll be doing tarot card readings. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Are you driven by your victimized inner child? Does your child scream at the possibility of the unknown? Remember, your child couldn't drive a car, go to the grocery store, say no, control her time, or make money. Panic surfaces when we empower ourselves, start something new, or just say no. That child doesn't know the big you can take care of yourself. Rather than fight, embrace her. Let him know you can take care of him. This is a big part of healing for many of us. Need help? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. There are individual sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide, or for an event or speaking engagement nationwide, you can go to my website, elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. If you'd like a copy of the 6-step recipe for working with the universe to bring joyful love into your life, you can email me at radio@mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com with the words love list in the subject line. My fantastic assistant will be sending the list out after all 6 are presented, so it'll most likely not be for another week or two. So let's get to the calls. So listeners know, I've got a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll be pulling the cards using my left hand, which is my non-dominant hand, which is the hand that accesses the unconscious. Before we begin readings, I always do like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and readings should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So I'm just shuffling the cards, and I'd love to talk to the first person, and that is Kathleen. Kathleen, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It's a real joy.
Oh my gosh, the joy is mine. So thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Well, a general reading is always nice, but specifically I'd like to focus on a relationship and whether or not I feel like I've been working for a long time on myself and my sovereignty, and I feel also that there's a shift happened, and I'm ready to meet someone. So this call, this program is perfect timing.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, let's take a look and see if there's any additional guidance for you. So as you've been talking, I've just been shuffling the cards, and I'm just asking for guidance for Kathleen on navigating and bringing healthy love into her life with a 3-card reading. So what I'm doing is I'm fanning the cards out using my non-dominant hand. I'm picking this first card to represent you. Second card is representing, it's kind of stuck to my finger here, something challenging or blocking you. And now the third card comes off right off the top for advice. Let's take a look and see what we have here. Okay, well, you know, I first of all just want to validate everything that you were saying, because the first card that came up was the 8 of Cups. Now, in this card, you see a person who's walking away from 8 Cups. And as we said, as I said earlier, cups tend to talk about the heart and love. The only thing is that in this card, the 8 Cups are kind of stacked funny. There's 3 on top and 5 on the bottom. They're not symmetrical. If you ask me to stack 8 cups, even though I may not be the most visual of all people, I probably would not stack them this way. There's not anything evil or wrong with those 8 cups, but there's something not right. And that isn't good enough to have this person walking away from what is the known, those 8 cups, but he's walking towards this boulder and we don't know what's on that other side of that boulder. So you're in this kind of almost awkward stage where it's not a bad stage, but it's where you're moving further away from what is the known. And, you know, devil you know is always better than devil you don't, goes in your analytical brain. But your body and your whole mind and everything is at the same time moving towards the unknown, but we don't know what's on the other side. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of being caught between that those two places. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah, you know, it definitely is a card of validation that you are doing the right thing, because you're recognizing that what may be right for someone else is not right for you, and that you are your own unique creative blueprint of talents and energies and gifts, and you know what is best for you and what are the things that you need. So turning over the next card, something challenging or blocking you, and that card is the 7 of Pentacles. Mm-hmm. And you know, as I was saying that in the first card, how the brain can only see the cups. It doesn't know what's on the other side of that boulder. And so the brain can kind of start to play tricks on you because that's the only thing you can see. And in this 7 of Pentacles, you have a person who is looking at a pile of outside in this like forest kind of area. He's looking at a pile of 6 pentacles, and there's leaves around it, and he's just kind of taking some time and looking at that mound of pentacles. And at the same time, on the ground separated from those 6 pentacles is another pentacle, and he doesn't know what to do with it, but because all of his attention is on what has happened already. And yet, if you look at the 6 pentacles, and you can look at this online, I use the Rider-Waite deck, there's the leaves surrounding all these 6 pentacles are kind of gray. You know, the life cycle has come to a close, but yet so much energy and time, blood, sweat, and tears has been put into the past and all of the things that you've put into things. And so, of course, the brain just kind of dwells there.
Yeah.
It's a challenge or a block, because for you to be able to embrace this other pentacle, this pentacle sitting by itself waiting to be planted into some beautiful tree or garden, it means turning away emotionally and healing some of those wounds that I talked about in the second step, just right before this break, because that's the hard part. Is it's if you want to embrace that joyful energy forward, see if you're holding on to some energy, residual energy, where it's just going towards the past, but it's to past that is not serving you anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You're doing great with your actions. Let me tell you that. That is super clear here, though. Let me turn to I'm sorry?
It's completely in alignment with what's going on. I'm just, I'm speechless. Okay, so.
Well, let's get to some advice and see what you should do. I always say, I have no idea what you should do, but hopefully the cards will tell us. Yes. So the advice card that I got is this card of the 4 of Cups. Now, again, cups talk about the heart, passion, love. And in this card, you have this beautiful scene where he's sitting under a tree. And all these 3 cards are kind of very outdoorsy cards. Is the outdoors super important to you? Is it a place where you kind of feel grounded?
Yes. Nature is important.
When was the last time that you were out in nature and just really by yourself allowing all of that to happen?
Not for a while because it's been so cold and rainy and difficult. But my yard is my temple, and the gardens that I have and work in And I'm looking forward to that growing season returning.
Yeah. Is there anything we can do, though, sooner than that? You know, I'm always about modifications, though. So make sure you got pictures of beautiful scenes in your home.
Yes.
Create on screensavers, whatever it takes, because if that's where you feel the most powerfully connected, then that's also where you want to immerse yourself. But back to this card.
Going back to the second cup, I mean, the seven of discs.
Yeah.
I'm in process of renovating and rejuvenating rooms in my house so that I can rent them out and go to wherever that seventh disc is or seventh pinnacle is. And so the challenge, the Four of Cups is an advice about the heart, I guess, and four being hard work. I don't know. what do you say?
Yeah, so in this card, the Four of Cups, you've got a person and he's sitting under a tree and he's staring intently at these three cups in front of him. Mm-hmm. And this is a card of a little bit of tunnel vision, I have to say, because he's staring at these three cups because as if the solutions have to be in your mind right now. So I just have to think hard enough, and then I know I'll be able to come up with a solution. I do it all the time. Most of my clients do it. We can't help but think we have all the answers. Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, the universe is presenting a fourth cup that's just out of this person's eyesight. And so this card is really talking about if you believe your options are only what you have right now in your mind of option A, B, and C, then that is all there is, yet it may not be ultimately the best. Whereas if we allow the universe to bring us an option that may not be in our mind right now, it may yield an even greater result, but it means letting go of perhaps pushing through option A, B, and C. I've got more to say on this, but I'm going to take a quick break and then we'll wrap this reading up and we'll get you keep going towards that unknown and the new adventure. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be finishing up with the readings. And this is Main Street Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get your monthly dose of self-awareness and mindfulness. Learn spiritual regeneration with visionary leader David Karsher in Becoming a Son Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Explore the unknown regions of the emotional experience and set them free with David. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Son Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and just before the break, I was talking with Kathleen. Kathleen, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Yay. So we were talking about your reading in terms of relationships and really navigating those relationships. Just to recap, there were three cards that came up, the first card being the Eight of Cups, really validating the fact that despite what your brain is doing, because the brain is always going to try to self-sabotage, your actions and intent and everything moving forward is all good. Something challenging or blocking is the Seven of Pentacles, where while there is opportunity in both the Seven of Pentacles as well as in the Advice card, the brain is kind of holding on to kind of almost chasing the end result, or imagining the end result in your mind in a way that is not kind of helpful in terms of going beyond what may be in your mind to something that the universe may have planned for you, which is better than anything altogether. And then just before the break, we started talking about the Advice card, which was the Four of Cups. And so, you know, there's a feeling of, okay, I've thought out everything properly and all of that is good, and these are my options towards bringing healthy love into my life. These are my options going forward with rental units and everything. I have to honor the intent of this card, however, which is saying that if you allow yourself to be open to perhaps seeing what open doors are out there but are not, but without a green light with neon arrow pointing towards it, which would be certainly helpful, then it actually might be better than all the options that you're thinking of put together. Does that resonate? Does that make sense?
Yes, it all resonates. It's right on the mark in so many ways. I won't get into the details because I know that there are other callers waiting, but it is right on the mark.
Actually, you know, we're good. It looks like we're just going to be you and me talking for the next few minutes. But, you know, the thing is that with this card, though, that the thing that I wanted to say is that your brain is always going to try to self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. And it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just that's the known. And I always talk about when people are, you know, January 1st at my gym, it was twice as busy. And there are people who are out there, they're doing the right thing. They're seeing trainers, they're working out, they're going to the yoga class. And by February 1st, only half of them are going to be there. And it's not that their actions were wrong. It's just that their brain sabotaged their efforts. And I would, because of this Four of Cups coming in, I almost would kind of ask you to kind of look back to maybe some times where you also in the past kind of moved forward in that Eight of Cups mode, but then allowed yourself to be pulled back.
Well, it's interesting because I'm taking a different perspective on it because I know the details. Mm-hmm. And in the first card, the Eight of Cups being stacked unevenly, yeah. I came out of a 5-year relationship that was very awkward and uneven, and I couldn't, and so I left it. And all my material acquisitions, all my material belongings were the only thing that I had coming out of that relationship. And I've had to make adjustments in claiming the domination of that material stuff. And then also I mentioned that I was renovating my house so that I could rent it out and leave yeah. this because my work, I just feel drawn to leave it. It's a closed chapter.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm at now. And now with the advice of the third card being a half of the Eight of Cups, mm-hmm. Four of Cups, I have been clearing space and simplifying. And that four is even. So, you know, you described the picture on the cup as being, he's staring at three cups. Where's the fourth cup?
The fourth cup is actually off on his right side, and it's the universe is presenting that fourth cup as a gift, yes. But it's not coming from within. And so, you know, it could be someone saying to you, oh, Kathleen, have you ever thought about blah, 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 or stumbling upon a notice somewhere of something that you might want to do or a place you might want to go to that okay. may not necessarily be in your mind because you're thinking, okay, I'm going to rent this. I'm going to possibly go here. And it's saying allow for that serendipity, allow for those open doors to appear. But okay. if you only see what you're kind of working on within as you're strategizing your way forward, then that is all that you will see. But there is another option that is being presented by the universe. It's just not necessarily right now in your brain because it's something that sort of introduces itself to you.
I am aware that there is an unknown factor out there.
Yeah.
It's as if something is being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in its own vessel.
Yeah.
And it is. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that, you know what, Kathleen? I think you're a rock star, first of all, for honoring yourself as you're moving forward with your actions. I think that is all fantastic. And unfortunately, here's the downside, is that things happen on universe time sometimes, and they don't happen on human time. So I wish we had accurate timetables to say this is going to happen tomorrow or this will happen this time. But you are just doing everything the way that you need to do. It's really all about let go emotionally of anything that may be kind of turning your head and eyes to the past. If it's no longer serving you, perhaps going through that that exercise that I talked about in step two in terms of writing a letter, just because it may be on the conscious brain gone, but it's still kind of that sump pump in the middle of the lot, kind of taking up that valuable real estate. But I am so excited about where this is leading for you. And we're going to need to close up, but will you please keep us updated on where this goes?
I sure will. And thank you for spending so much time with me this morning.
Oh my gosh, it was such a pleasure. Please keep us updated, but I'm excited and I love where this is all heading. So nice to talk with you.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I can't believe it's the end of the show again. Oh my gosh, it happened so fast. I want to thank all of you so much for tuning in to part one of our love show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be continuing on with this next week until we go through all six steps. Plus, we've got more tarot card readings to do. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you for all you do year round. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. I am so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week and look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.